You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 67.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Andreas, who's the founder of DataQ, and they're an intelligent and easy-to-use tool that kind of maximizes marketing ROI and drives long-term customer relationships. And, you know, these concepts of analytics and attribution and lifetime value, I mean, these KPIs are very hot topics right now. And, you know, I'd argue that many Shopify brands, I guess, can appreciate the benefits of having access to this data. They know that would help their business, but I think most are very challenged in, I guess, having almost a weekly workflow with actionable recommendations for growth. And that's the reason why I'm recording this episode today, because I know this solution can help you as a brand owner, as an entrepreneur, as a director of marketing, however your labels are that justifies your job. I think this episode can be very, very helpful for you. So let's dig in and learn more. So hi, Andreas. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here. Appreciate you allowing me to be here.
You know, it's exciting. As I said at the top of the show, this whole analytics concepts and lifetime value and attribution, people know how important it is. They just don't know how to disseminate the data and action on it. I think that's one of the benefits of DataQ. And so I have you on the show for that reason, to educate those listening today that there is a workflow now that can actually help people action their data instead of being almost overwhelmed, to be quite honest with you. So let's talk maybe on a high level first. What does DataQ do, and what problem do you believe that you're trying to solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, happy to. And just jumping off what you were talking about. So at the core, DataQ is a easy add-on tool. That's an important characteristic, right? It's easy to connect your Shopify data with DataQ in a three-step process. And then from that point onward, it allows you to ingest all of your transactional data, historical and ongoing transactional data, for multiple purposes. One purpose you already noted is from an insight standpoint, to allow Shopify retailers, for call it a first time, to receive a good overview of the core critical data sets and insights around their transactional data and customer data. And then secondarily, it allows you to model, which we call segmented, in certain type of areas in a way that allows you to get deeper, more granular insight around different customer groups. And then ultimately is allowing a retailer to activate it into a marketing environment. And the marketing environment could be an email marketing system, could be an advertising platform such as Facebook or Google, but it allows them then to receive this constant feed into those marketing systems in order to run very personalized, relevant, smaller, call it group setting advertising campaigns.
So tell me a little about your journey then, because obviously this is a very complex system, at least from a design perspective, maybe not from a usability perspective. I had a chance to play around, and I think it's quite interesting how you were able to segment groups and how it connects to other third parties that you may already be using, be it an email platform or directly to Facebook and Google. But let's talk about the journey leading up to launching DataQ. Like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, first of all, to have the desire and then have the expertise to even want to build this platform?
Sure, absolutely. So myself and the founding team's background has been close to 20 years of e-commerce agency life. I've started multiple digital marketing agencies. One of them ended up being one of the larger independent groups worldwide in the, call it, early 2000s. And during that journey, we were able to always come up with a vision of how can you move beyond just advertising data sets and overlay data sets that Google ad campaigns, Facebook ad campaigns run with true customer data, right? Mm-hmm. And the core premise behind it was we knew very early that this concept of lifetime value, average order value are very, very important to move us away from just being first-time customer acquisition oriented and more driven towards a customer relationship, which then allows us to be more aggressive on the advertising side. And I'll give you a specific example. So if you are, for instance, you know, one of our clients is a, or customers is a underwear line of business. And historically, they've been focusing simply on the fact of trying to sign up customers for a single purchase environment. In that setting, right, they have particular profitability goals. And with those profitability goals, they could only acquire a customer at a certain price point, call it $5 to make it easy. When you move that timetable towards a lifetime value related analysis or discussion, you start realizing that, for instance, a certain percentage of customers have a lifetime value of $80. That's much higher than an initial one-time purchase of $20, let's say. When you start looking at that more longer-term horizon, you're now able to move that $5 target from an acquisition goal into a much larger point, let's call it $10, $15, and lets you allow you to be much more aggressive on the advertising side. So we've noticed that trend in our client conversations, and which led us then automatically into this setting of we need to acquire or need to gain access to customer data or transactional data. So we know what happens post-acquisition of a single customer. And so we then started wrestling with the fact of customers not knowing how to give us the data. When we got the data, we got it in a very stale environment, call it once every 3 months, 6 months, and so forth, which then got us to think about what if there would be a tool that allows us to easily connect to a e-commerce platform like Shopify that then ingests with a single integration point, ingests the data in real time on an ongoing basis that then we can model around and then we can drive and activate specific personalized advertising campaigns around. So that was the starting point of the idea. It obviously has been a journey. So we've been building DataQ now for close to 2 years. And we learned also in that process that simplicity is an important piece. And simplicity, it's interesting because everybody talks about having access to certain data points, but then most people don't know what to do once they have access to the data points, right? So we've had a first iteration where we provided all the functionality around data ingestion, all the functionality around data insights, and then also obviously the activation components into the advertising platforms. But when we start monitoring people's behavior, we start realizing that they almost had an element of inertia because their dreams have become a reality, but then they didn't know what to do with those dreams. So we started introducing in our most recent iteration, call it last 8 months or so, we started introducing a predictive and a machine learning based component that then pushes recommendations to a Shopify retailer to let them be aware of best practices on what they could be doing with their data set, while on top of that, obviously have all the functionality and customization opportunity.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and I'll add further context about the LTV comment you made, because, and I'll put it in another way other than the underwear example you had. My former business was in the contact lens market, and the contact lenses being a consumable product, meaning every month or every 6 months, you're getting new contact lenses. And once you kind of get into that use of buying online, you know, we originally had, we knew our average order value was $120, and we knew that what our profit was on that was around $40. And so we figured out, okay, well, why don't we give half of that to acquire new customers? So we would give $20 to Google to in kind of exchange for a conversion. The reality was that if I would have had this data, and we're talking back in 2013, so 2009 through 13 is when I was running that business. And if I would have had access to that lifetime value data or understood those concepts better than I do today, then I would have been much more aggressive in spending more money. Like you said, like, you know, why spend $5 to convert a subscription underwear company or try to get the second and third sale? Instead of doing that way, I should have spent maybe $50 or $60. Yeah, I would have lost money on the first transaction, so to speak, in quotation marks. But the reality is the long-term or the lifetime value of that they're likely going to reorder again. And let's make sure that we work on the marketing side of, well, how do we know when we believe their contact lenses are running out or their supplements or whatever it is that you're selling, or, you know, if you're in fashion, maybe there's a new there's some seasonality behind your products. And if that's the case, you know, they've got one sale, how do we get the next one? I think, and if you're able to, I guess, have access to the data, like this customer data, then you're able to action on it. And I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, you know, it all stems also from the fact of how do I drive scale into my business? Yeah. Over course of time, especially if a retailer has been doing paid media and paid marketing for a period of time, very likely they will end up at the place of how can I do more? I have now optimized and turned every knob that I could to be profitable in my initial customer acquisition point. Then the next question that comes up is, okay, how do I do more of that? And so the discussion or the example that you're bringing up is exactly that, right? Because if you are able to acquire more relevant long-term customers in your business, you're willing to obviously be a little bit more aggressive on the outset. And it also gets you in a place of being competitive advantageous, because most of your competitors very likely don't use these type of insights or these type of tools, which then lets you be more aggressive on pay-per-click, on Facebook campaigns, and so forth.
So you mentioned about this whole predictive machine learning side of it and giving people best practices, which kind of leads into my next question about, you know, would you say that DataQ is more for veteran marketers, or do you feel that maybe marketers of any level could benefit from DataQ?
Specifically have built it for marketers of any level. And this means also people starting out with a new store all the way up to a store that has been around for a long period and has millions of customers. I mean, we have actually a good breadth of those customers on our system. What they do love about our system and their historical experience in general with software, most of the tools and technologies are very much overbuilt, how I would call that. They have a lot of functionalities, a lot of features. And then at the end of the day, you're very likely only able to use 20% of those, right? It's one of those kind of like 80-20 rules where there's all this bunch of functionality that sounds great on the outset, but is not very used throughout the course, the usage time. So we've kind of like taken a little bit of a different approach. We've built it for the lowest common denominator with the belief that you should not move any of the existing infrastructure and technology stack in order to take advantage of DataQ. It's a simple add-on. It's a simple setup It's a very, call it competitive, low cost environment,
right,
that makes it very attractive for people to give it a run. When you then in the functionality side of the business, we've done a significant amount of effort and feedback loops with retailers in order to make it, first of all, self-explanatory. And then on top of that, with the predictive part, as you noted, right, make it also a push environment that then allows somebody the ability to, hey, I know what I want, call it more sophisticated, and I can build it very easily for myself. And then B, for somebody who needs a bit of a guidance, that we push recommendations, best practices towards them based on their store-specific data. So it's built literally for the broad spectrum of retailers.
So let's talk about DataQ. How can it help Shopify businesses grow their customer base?
Yeah. So DataQ helps e-commerce businesses, as mentioned earlier, quickly and effectively execute data-driven campaigns. We aim to build a tool that not only displays stores' data stories, but tells you what to do next. Our actionable insights display best practices metrics, like as we talked about with customer lifetime value, average order value as well. And then we've obviously have then done the ability to sync directly into e-commerce platforms. So really at the end of the day, where this is ending up with is once you know via DataQ what your data sets and customer insights are, we've provided, coming out of a paid media background ourselves, the best, we believe, the best and easiest tool to develop the most relevant and most targeted paid media campaigns. So with that, then obviously that helps you to be more effective around acquiring new and long-term customers, which ultimately is going to drive scale and growth into your store.
So I understand that there is a very easy connection. I mean, I've seen DataQ connected to a Shopify store. Can you share with listeners today what that process would be to implement and use DataQ?
Yes, happy to. Our number one corporate value that we name to be accessibility, right? And accessibility, not just from a technical standpoint, how our system works and functions, but also from a customer service standpoint. So your question goes back to obviously the technical side, which is the ability for a retailer within minutes to simply use either via the Shopify App Store, a click of a button of a connection into our DataQ system, or if you want to do it outside of it with a simple credential setup that only takes about a minute and two for the data to ingest. So depending on the size of what your customer base is, it could be on the lower end within a few minutes that your customer data transactional history is all ingested into DataQ. If you're in the million-dollar range, within, we typically see within 30 minutes that the entire transactional history is uploaded into DataQ. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a continuous sync. So anything that happens go forward basis will be added to that as well. So it's extremely easy. And once it's ingested, you obviously have immediately out of the gate the recommendations in place that the system has calculated for you, and then all the functionality for you to model around.
That's awesome. I love it. And I'll make sure at the end of this show, I'll have links to, number one, an offer that we talked about offline, and also links to getting this Shopify app and adding it to your store and at least testing it out and seeing what's being revealed based on your previous order history. It's pretty amazing. You know, this show has, you know, I'm just thinking right now that we have a diverse range of listeners. I mean, just commerce in general, the maturity levels of people listening today and their brands are pretty diverse. We have people that are early stage, maybe it's their side hustlers kind of doing their thing. We have people that are more in the mid-market. So can you give any advice, since you have access to a lot of entrepreneurs that are using your platform and you're an entrepreneur yourself in commerce, what sort of advice would you give these early stage entrepreneurs and why would you give that advice today?
Yeah, there's two that come to my mind. One is just for the sheer fact that I've had the pleasure of starting numerous businesses along my career. So the first one is around focus. You know, obviously in a retail environment, e-commerce environment, is a strong, fierce, competitive dynamic that's in place. And I've seen numerous times that a retailer tries to offer too many products, do too many things too soon. So my number one advice would be don't try to be, call it the Walmart or the Amazon of your category. Try to narrow yourself down on product lines, on customer profiles that are going to be your ambassadors, really, at the end of the day, that allow you to create a great brand, that allow you to create this constant wheel of excitement and virality, if you will, which then leads me to the second point, right, which is be smart about the data. Obviously, that's a theme that DataQ is harnessing on, that, you know, instead of constantly focusing on acquiring new customers, try to take advantage, at least at the minimum, of the data sets that you have from your past or historical customers. Because within those, typically there are gold nuggets that you can take advantage of in terms of certain personas, certain type of insights around time of day when people purchase, day of the week, right? Which product lines, which subsequent product set people purchase as a second environment. So there's a lot of data set that you have available that unfortunately I don't see too many Shopify merchants, retailers take advantage of. Take advantage of your first party data, your product data, and build a strategy around that is my belief will help accelerate and grow your business quite a bit.
Andreas, that's awesome feedback. That's great advice. Love it. And what about those that are listening today that would be more considered in the mid-market? So they may have a small team and they're eager to kind of grow and scale. What do you believe the marketing team or the brand, what should they be working on?
Yeah, I think it's the scale discussion that we've had earlier, right? So they very likely, and what I've seen with mid-market merchant, again, that they do already have some type of a recipe that seems to be working. Yeah. However, that recipe has a scale limitation issue. So that's typically the discussions we get ourselves engaged with groups like that, where we have to say, okay, now you have something, this is a great base. How do you work off that base in order to get to the next level of scale? Again, right? Yeah, obviously I sound a little bit, you know, repetitive, but you have data sets that allow you to make certain type of smaller bets, call it A/B tests, around certain product lines, around certain product groups, even around certain type of sources of advertising traffic that has converted well for you. So our recommendation typically is try to find one, two experiments where you look at more the longer term value of a customer, again, the lifetime value component or the average order value component, and try to set yourself goals around acquiring more of those type of individuals via lookalike models, via retargeting or remarketing efforts around those individuals. Once you start seeing that impact, typically business starts growing and you can facilitate the same methodology or philosophy across other type of test sales or test groups in order to constantly keep growing the business.
So what does the future look like for DataQ? Can you share any highlights, I guess, for the rest of 2019 and maybe moving into 2020? Is there a public roadmap or partner alignment? Just anything that you can share today.
Yeah, obviously, we're an active member of the Shopify ecosystem. And we do know that DataQ fulfills a very important core element around data insights, around data activation into advertising platforms. So we're starting to have really good conversation with other technology partners in the Shopify ecosystem, where we can become an add-on to their systems and tools, where we can take advantage of some of their functionality or their even the data sets. So part of our roadmap is how do we increase and expand around our data sets within DataQ, so it's not just reliant or dependable on the customer transactional component that a merchant ingests into DataQ. So we're working on that. And then the other roadmap piece that we already obviously have some trace around in the existing version of DataQ is we're expanding our predictability and our machine learning components that allows us to be on the forefront of making more and more refined and sound recommendations for merchants. So it's almost kind of like a one-click environment where they constantly go through a testing setting, where they go through a scale modeling environment, and that is all driven based on sophisticated machine learning-based data.
I like the idea of the fact that you're playing nice with other people in in the Shopify ecosystem? Because I think a lot of brands have pieces of tech that are part of their workflow. I mean, I talk a lot on the show that Shopify does 80% of commerce really well. It's that other 20% that's filled in the app ecosystem, things that Shopify just chooses to not want to build. And they feel that partners can fill in those gaps. And it sounds like what DataQ is doing is ingesting this data and then giving some actionable insights from a marketing perspective. But DataQ is not, quote unquote, the advertising platform. It's a connector to Facebook or to Google, or, you know, certainly at some point to Klaviyo and for email. And I'm sure there's push and text and there's lots of things that you could connect to. And so it's great to hear that that's kind of where the current roadmap is now, current connections are today, and then kind of where you're heading in the future. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's ours. We believe that we have a certain focus, that we want to become the best of the best out there in these areas that we had mentioned. And then with that, being an integrated piece in the ecosystem is very important to us. So thanks for bringing that up.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave our listeners today? It's kind of a good opportunity for you maybe to summarize. I know we've gone through a lot of things today, but just anything top of mind that you're thinking of.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we come from a place and we've started DataQ with the core belief that every merchant or marketer has an opportunity, quote unquote, to level up their media initiatives. With that, obviously, as I had mentioned, it's as a step one is how do you take advantage of existing customer transactional data in a smart way and then activate that into our channels that we are connected with. So from that standpoint, it's important that marketers don't get overwhelmed, that marketers have an easy, call it step recommended process around how to elevate their sophistication level. And we hope that with DataQ that we've done as good of a job as possible to help hold a merchant's hand and take him by that and say, listen, you have been doing something great. Now it's time to level up. Let's do this together and do this in an easy to use and predictive way. So that's our core belief. And we believe that everybody has the opportunity around that.
So how can people learn more about DataQ?
Go to our website at dataq.ai. We're also found in the Shopify App Store. So simply type in DataQ in the Shopify App Store, or you have the ability, obviously, to find us on LinkedIn and on Facebook as well.
And I'm going to redirect ecommercefastlane.com/data and then Q, all one word. And that's going to redirect to a listener-only promotion that you and I spoke about offline. So can you share some of the details of that?
Yes, absolutely. Typically, we provide only a 14-day free trial for anybody to sign up with DataQ. So specifically for eCommerce Fastlane, what we have done is we've extended that free trial to a 30-day trial, which obviously gives a user the ability to dig in more into the data, become more familiar with the movement that they can make around data activation into marketing channels. So specifically for you, we've done a 30-day trial for free where there's no credit card required.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you so much for doing that. Thanks for coming on the show today. I think it's perfect timing. This kind of pre-BFCM time, our traffic is going to be increasing. So it's very interesting now ingest all of your data for the last 10 months into DataQ, use the platform next 30 days, improve the ROI, see the workflows, see the recommendation engine, see how it actually works. I think you'd be really, really pleasantly surprised. And that's what I've seen from merchants that I manage that are using DataQ. So once again, thanks, Andreas, for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Steve, for having me.
All right, take care. This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store, that's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.